kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I've got a grifter update. Another Trump supportive sort of guy. Pro Trump PAC chief charged with Ponzi scheme blames Hillary Clinton for his legal woes.
Yeah.
A North Carolina Trump Support and Political Action Committee treasurer has been arrested and charged with a Ponzi scheme, the Daily Beast reported today. David Shamans is accused of duping 25 investors to the tune of about $7 million to fund his vacations, luxury cars, and home.
Yeah.
Let's see. The Justice Department release explained that the effort began in 2014. It's been a long-term scam. When he controlled several trading companies while promising a return rate of 12 to 30%. The complaint detailed that in case of one victim from Florida, Shamans didn't even invest the money he was given. Instead, he funneled the money through various successive transfers to accounts that he controlled and ultimately used the funds to A, finance Shamans' lifestyle, B, pay personal debts, including legal fees, C, pay back prior victims in the manner of a Ponzi scheme, and D, finance other expenditures unrelated to the investments made by victim one. By 2019, Shamans was asking for investments for another firm called TradeStream Algo Fund, which the Justice Department described as a algorithm-based trading pool that he claimed to have developed. Here would have been the red flag for me, though, Dom. I'm not a sophisticated investor like yourself. But he told investors to send the cash directly into his personal accounts. I'm not saying that's a big red flag, but if my broker says make the check out the cash and right, you don't need a receipt, I'm to be, just a little troubled. Now, Dominic, the probe was part of a longtime investigation that happened in part during former President Donald Trump's administration. But according to Shamans, it's all a witch hunt. This is thermonuclear war now, he told the Daily Beast. It's made up. I believe 5,000 subpoenas have been sent out in the last year. Have they not? I believe there's a statement by Attorney General Merrick Garland that said they're going after anybody who supported January 6th, whether they were there or not. I wasn't there, but that's the point. It doesn't matter if you were there.
Oh, so now it's Merrick Garland.
Dominic, while there have been about 5,000 subpoenas out related to the January 6th attack, the information documenting Shaman's case dates back long before the Capitol attack.
Right,
his PAC, the America First PAC, was established in 2016 and went on the attack against Hillary Clinton's emails, going so far as to claim that Trump better understood national security. Over 4 years later, Trump would be caught taking top secret documents back to Mar-a-Lago with him upon leaving the White House. Oh, is that problematic? I know they asked Bill Barr. Samantha Guthrie asked Bill Barr. Now, if you were still the Attorney General, would you be investigating the legal documents, the top secret documents Trump took back? Well, of course not. You know, because isn't it the executive branch's decision which documents are top secret? So the fact that he's the former executive,
right?
What he declassified all of them for him to steal before he left the office, according to Bill Barr, your buddy, yours and Jim Santel's.
Oh, of course, of course.
A little bit more here. In 2018, when Trump was in the White House, Shamans investors started demanding their money back. He returned some funds in part by using incoming funds from other investors in the matter of a Ponzi scheme, the DOJ complaint says. Others were promised their money only to get nothing in return. As for the Trump PAC, the ProPublica investigation revealed that they weren't obeying any campaign finance laws whatsoever. Oh, shocker.
Not. Yeah.
2 days after the election, America First posted a now deleted photo on Facebook that showed Shamans meeting with President-elect Trump. Of course he did. You know, supportive loyalty. That's what's demanded, Dom. The Beast revealed that Shamans sweared that he testified against Hillary Clinton in a secret grand jury in 1997 because he had evidence of millions of dollars in illegal campaign contributions from China. So you can draw your conclusions from that. That's his quote. He swears. Testified against Hillary back in 97. That's where this all started, Shamans continued. With that bitch, Hillary Clinton. I had my computer seized by the feds. I had all my information seized. My daughter and my wife had automatic weapons pointed at them when they took it at 6 o'clock in the morning on August 31st.
We'll get her. Paramilitary pre-dawn raid.
We'll get her. Get her. That's your plan? We'll get her?
Get her. It's like Ghostbusters. Get her.
Yeah, so anyways, there's the latest. Another fine Trump associate charged with federal
crimes. Only the best. Only the best. Crudy, I got to throw this one out there. I saw it over the weekend here in Milwaukee. From Patrick Marley. Taxpayers cover costs for Michael Gableman, you know, the special prosecutor, former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. The taxpayers paid for him to headline a Republican event. Now, I didn't know you could do that. Newly released records show taxpayers picked up the cost of sending attorney Michael Gableman to address a Republican Party county chapter where he promoted his partisan review of the 2020 election and called on one of his loudest critics to resign from office. The former Supreme Court justice billed the taxpayers $234 for round-trip travel from his office in Brookfield to the Chippewa County Republican Party event. An aide to a top Republican said Saturday officials would make Gableman pay the state back. Ann Jacobs, and you've not seen Ann Jacobs, Democratic chairwoman of the Wisconsin Election Commission, over the weekend out there fighting back, pushing back against this peer BS. And then when you hear these kinds of things, this total fraud coming from the former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, quote from Ann Jacobs. It seems to me that the assembly ought to be taking a much closer look at the invoices and similar requests for payment that Mr. Gableman keeps submitting, because they certainly don't appear to comport with the ordinary rules for state employees, and that should concern the assembly. It appears there isn't a lot of oversight for his submissions. The payment showed up on invoices obtained Friday. This is last Friday, Friday night dump, right? Under the state's open records by the liberal group American Oversight. Those records, combined with earlier ones released to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, show that Gableman, the review of the election, has cost taxpayers $519,000 so far.
And counting.
And counting. And it's just we would not know this if it were not for American Oversight and these open records requests. They are fraudulent. They are fools. They are hypocrites. They're playing everybody like a fool, and they keep getting paid. Thank you, Ann Jacobs, for pushing back against these bastards. And anyone that tells you that this is stolen or this was wrong, tell them, ask them for the proof, because I'm down. If you see something, say something. But if you don't have any evidence, if you don't have any proof, if you're just sitting there because you feel this way or that way, then keep your freaking mouth shut, Gableman.
Bring receipts. Literal receipts.
No, not just handwritten on the back of a napkin receipts.
I understand we, the taxpayers, also funded his trip out to the Cyber Symposium and also his trip to Maricopa County. Yeah, I'm sure he'll pay us all back. We'll be fully reimbursed. I feel
checks in the mail.
Nah, I'm great seeing you, buddy.
You too, man.
See you again tomorrow. We'll do it again on the radio. Evan, thanks for your help today. Don't forget, Native Roots Radio's next. Then the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Now, exonerated of all felonious charges.